In case anyone forgot, today is April Fool's Day. I get that it's easy to forget since this year has been a joke so far. We're currently facing the COVID-19 global pandemic, so it's understandable if no one really has the mood to do pranks. However, some irresponsible self-proclaimed influencers have done coronavirus pranks, and it just got them into trouble, with one even contracting the virus after his prank. Well, fearing these exact situations, some countries and even the World Health Organization, WHO, have issued warnings to prevent anyone from making these type of pranks on April Fool's Day. The Straits Times reported that the government of Thailand said on Tuesday, March 31, that April Fool's Day jokes about the virus could be punished under a law carrying a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. It's against the law to fake having COVID-19 this April Fool's Day. Other countries also have taken to issue warnings to not make coronavirus pranks. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen told that anyone pranking or spreading false information could face up to 3 years in jail and or a fine of up to 3 million New Taiwan dollars, RM427899.00. Maharashtra, India Home Minister Anil Deshmukh tweeted that legal action would be taken against anyone spreading fake news today. Germany's health ministry also urged the public not to make up stories related to the virus. If you happen to make a Google search today, you'll notice that it looks just like any other days. Previous years, Google always made sure to up their game for April Fool's Day. Google said it had suspended its annual April Fool's tradition out of respect for all those fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. Malaysians should also never joke about COVID-19 in this time of crisis. It's important for us to respect the victims who are confirmed positive, and people who passed away due to this virus. Additionally, our frontliners are battling every day, and putting their lives at risk to ensure this virus is contained. So don't joke about it. Even WHO chimed in saying that and described the spreading the fake news as an infodemic, which could increase the spread of the virus among vulnerable people. Remember, this isn't the time to do coronavirus pranks just so you can go viral on TikTok. We have much more serious problems on our hands now. Let's just stick to making good-natured jokes and top-tier memes. Also read, man shouts he has coronavirus as Instagram prank causes plane to Jamaica to turn around. You have reached the end of this story.